Bear Burdens for Their Souls, July 17. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance, for ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. Paul had hoped to meet Titus at Troas, and to learn from him how the words of counsel and reproof sent to the Corinthian brethren had been received, but in this he was disappointed. He therefore left Troas, and crossed over to Macedonia, where, at Philippi, he met Timothy. This faithful messenger brought the cheering news that a wonderful change had taken place among the Corinthian believers. Many had accepted the instruction contained in Paul's letter, and had repented of their sins. Their lives were no longer a reproach to Christianity, but exerted a powerful influence in favor of practical godliness. Filled with joy, the apostle sent another letter to the Corinthian believers, expressing his gladness of heart because of the good work wrought in them. Though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, now I rejoice, he continued, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For some time Paul had been carrying a burden of soul for the churches, a burden so heavy that he could scarcely endure it. But now one cause of anxiety was removed. At the tidings of the acceptance of his letter to the Corinthians, Paul broke forth into words of rejoicing. He felt that Satan was not to triumph over the work of God in Corinth, and in words of praise he poured forth the gratitude of his heart.